It's Morning Edition on KUNR Public Radio. I'm Noah Glick. They may be in the minority, but Republicans in the Nevada legislature have set an agenda that includes bolstering the economy and reopening the state's schools. They also want to enact what they're calling common sense election reform. It's all part of the latest developments in Carson City. And to help us break it all down, I'm joined now by KUNR's political editor, Paul Boger. Paul, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, glad to be here, Noah.
So as I was just saying, Republicans have released an agenda for the current legislative session. So what is it that they're trying to accomplish this year?
Well, you underlined it pretty well there for a second ago, but a number of things, you know, bolstering the state's economy. Nevada has been hit hard during the pandemic, mm-hmm. So trying to get more people back out to work, trying to bolster small business, trying to make sure that they have the grants and resources needed that they need to succeed. There's also a push to limit the governor's powers. You have seen Republicans talk time and again over the last year now, talking about how the Governor Sisolak's restrictions due to COVID have been hurting businesses, have been hurting families, have hurt students because schools are closed. So they're really pushing for this reopening, and they're really looking to limit the governor's emergency powers. Now, what that will look like as it goes through a bill is going to be up for debate. But, you know, talking about what those legislative priorities are, Minority Leader Assemblywoman Dr. Robin Titus, she said that Republicans will focus on what is truly important to Nevada's families.
I firmly believe that we must exponentially get our businesses back to work, full operation, and quickly. We all know that losing livelihoods can be just as damaging as the virus itself, and the same goes for our school children. They need to get back into school. Life cannot be lived in a perpetual idleness and isolation. I am truly encouraged by the governor's loosening restrictions, but more needs to be done.
So it's a tall order. I mean, will Republicans be able to get any of this through?
You know, that's a really interesting question, considering they are in the minority in both chambers. Now, Sure. Again, they're not the super minority they were in the assembly, at least, that they were in 2019, but they are just 15 members. It's not a large caucus, and they're going to have to work in a bipartisan manner if they look to get anything done. One of their big pushes will be election reform. They have maintained that there were errors and inconsistencies in the general election last fall. There were some inconsistencies. There are always some inconsistencies in elections. That does not mean there was widespread voter fraud. However, they say that the integrity of the election was compromised, and that's left millions of Nevadans worried about the election. So they're going to push to repeal that AB4 that was so crucial in the special sessions last year that allowed Nevada to have that mail-in election. They're hoping to repeal that law and maybe enact some other voter ID, maybe, or some other voter quote-unquote integrity laws. And Andy Matthews, he's a lawmaker from Southern Nevada. He was also with the Nevada Policy Research Institute, one of those conservative think tanks down south. He's now a lawmaker, and this is what he had to say about that election reform.
The right to vote is sacred. It is indispensable to maintaining stability and peace in a democratic republic, because the power to vote is ultimately what holds our elected officials accountable. But for that power to mean anything, citizens must be able to trust that only legitimate votes are counted.
So we've been talking about the Republicans, but have we gotten a sense of what the Democrats are looking to get done?
You know, normally at this point in the session, we would have had some sort of press conference talking about those Democratic blueprints or their agenda. That's been customary my last two sessions here. We haven't seen that yet. We may not see that this session because there really isn't, it appears at least, a whole lot of coordination between the Senate and the Assembly. They are kind of two chambers doing their own thing right now, whereas in the past, the leadership in both chambers were very, very lockstep. So there's that. Also, we heard from Speaker Frierson the first day of the session. This is a strange session. There's budget issues. There's the pandemic. The building's closed. They're just looking to get through this session, take care of what they need to take care of, maybe touch on some policy issues such as criminal justice, education. But they're not going to do these large program building or look at programs, considering they just don't have the money.
Sure. And just briefly, Paul, while we still have you here, it's week three of the legislative session. So what have lawmakers gotten done so far, and what's on tap for next week?
they've gotten stuff done? No, you know, we got the Pets grant last week. That was the first major bill. They're going through these committee hearings and holding bill hearings. So we're going to start seeing legislation come through. We were expecting to see some sort of legislation on those innovation zones that allows a tech company to make their own county. We were kind of maybe expecting that this week. We heard talk that we may see that language this week. We did not. So maybe we'll see that bill come through next week, but that's what we're looking at.
Great. KUNR's political editor, Paul Boger, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Noah.